Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I'm back. I know it's been quite some time, but trying to relaunch, and today is actually like a test show, so forgive me, it's not at normal time, and I'm trying to decide, do I want Ninja Sunday, do I want to start doing it on Ninja Monday night? Now, I am on the East Coast, and a lot of my guests are actually on the West Coast, so there's been a lot of time differential, but anyway, I'm back. How's Arnold Tate? I'll be back, and I am. Well, anyway, my dragons out there and all my ninjas, welcome to the Blog Talk Shelly Ninjuk Show. And I'm just talking today. I don't have a guest scheduled for today. Well, we'll be getting that back in here with lots and lots of guests. I had an opportunity, which I never thought I would be doing. Believe me, never thought. Just very excited. I actually got to go to a big event last weekend called Dragon Fest, and it was in California. Now, I have not been on a plane for a couple of decades or so. I know there's all new rules, And even the thing with the hotel, so before I get into the Dragon Fest, and if anybody wants to call in, there is a call-in number. It's 657-383-0946. 657-383-0946 to call in. And, you know, if you're an artist or something, feel like calling in. If you want to promote anything, get a hold of me. I'll have you on my show. And I will be having guests that were on my show previously in the past 3 years. I will be trying to get them back to help relaunch my show again. Anyway, last weekend, I think I spent more time actually traveling back and forth to California because I am on the East Coast. Now, mind you, I have not been on a plane for quite some time, so I know that there's new rules. But then I know that I realized that you have to strip down. Not kidding. I did not know this. And, you know, I had my laptop with me in a bag in my suitcase. You know, I don't know these things. I have my jacket on and everything like that. So they're like, they're so strict. I felt like I was a convict, like a criminal when I was at the airport because you have to, it's not like years ago. I mean, years ago, people got to sit with you and wait with you. No, you have to go through this whole process yourself, and it could take about, I don't know, 3 hours before you even board the plane. Now, I was leaving from Maine. So I'm there. I actually, you know, spent the night in the Maine airport, and which was really nice. I got to tell you, at the airport in Portland, very nice people. I was there just walking around, and it was deserted. I'm like, am I like out of the episode of The Twilight Zone? There was no one there. No one there. I mean, of course, you know, security and stuff, but it's kind of a different one than when you go to other airports. You know, it's like, wow, this is really nice. They got me a couch. Maintenance people and stuff like, hey, are you stranded? I said, no, I'm just here tonight, you know, wait for my flight really early morning. So this is an experience of a lifetime where I got to say very blessed. But, you know, I really did work hard to, to work towards this to get to California. Once again, it was a very short trip. And I spent more time actually traveling out there than actually being in California. So there I was, and the maintenance woman goes, would you like some water? I'm like, oh, that's very nice of her and all that stuff. So she got me a couch. I'm laying there, kicking back. I have my laptop. I'm watching. I says, you know what? I'm going through martial arts films. And I go, I'm going to get myself all pumped up for a Dragon Fest. So there I am laying down. I'm eating cookies. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm like, I should be on a gluten-free whatever. But, you know, when you're traveling, I don't know how people, like so many people that I've watched growing up, how do they do this traveling? Because there's so much crap. They have more crap and, like, less than gluten-free things because at the vending machine, now you use your debit card and everything. And I'm like, oh, wow, this is, like, something futuristic to me. Granted, you know, like I said, I haven't been, you know, traveling on an airplane for, like, a couple of decades here. So I'm going, holy heck, this is sweet. I'll have to stick, you know, this is really great. So it's like, oh, boy, it is coffee and all this stuff. And I'm laying there, and I'm trying to stay awake. And I actually stayed awake for 22 hours. Just to arrive in California. So then, you know, I was transferred down in New York, and I'm just like a little kid because I'm like, look at all these places in New York, and I'm like, you know, all these restaurants and stuff, and there's, you know, more and more people there. I'm like, holy macaroni, there's all these restaurants and stuff, and I was like, I didn't know where to go at first. I'm like, oh, look at this, and I wasn't, you know, I didn't go out to Dragon Fest to spend tons of money. It was just the fact of getting out there, and what I did not realize, you know, you can't bring any liquids and stuff, and I'm like, I know this now, it's like, I didn't pack anything, so I packed very light. Wanted to have one suitcase, and why I'm going to mention this, I'll mention this afterwards, because you can bring, you know, I traveled JetBlue, you know, got a really good deal, even though it was like, took me 22 hours to get to California. It was worth it. New lack of sleep, it's okay, because I'm all happy and stuff like that. You know, in my hair, what people don't realize is like, I'm like, I look like Bigfoot in the morning. I look like a truck ran over my hair. So just keep that in mind. Now, I didn't have no shampoo, no conditioner, no hairspray. I did have a hair dryer. So nothing. I was like, okay, I'm packing light. You just take a suitcase on the airplane. This is great because I don't want to sit and wait, you know, for my luggage packed to light really nice. And it's like, you know, I met some nice people on the plane. I'm in the middle. I want, you know, to sit by the window. And what I don't get is, if you get a window seat, now, like I said, this is the first time traveling, I want to sit in the window seat, but people sitting on the window seat, you know, they want to have it, and then they shut the shade for the whole trip. And I'm like, what's the point of having the window seat when, you know, you're paying all that money, and you want that seat, And I'm kind of like, shut the shade. I'm like, oh, man, I want to see outside. So, you know, all this stuff, I'm like, oh, this is cool. We get the TV, and I'm like watching Chiller Theater. Mind you, I don't even own a TV. I haven't owned a TV since 2008. So, and it was like, oh, cool. It's all Twilight Zone episodes. I'm like, you know, this is great and everything like that. And, you know, it says, now, mind you, do not tell Miss Nunchucks that there's unlimited snacks on a plane. Just whatever you do, don't. I had cookies. And they had Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Come on. If you're from New England, not saying everyone, but you get Dunkin' Donuts coffee, you're in your glory. So I'm sitting there like a little kid watching Chiller Theater, watching Twilight Zone, marathon, you know, just watching it, get into California. You know, and then the, you know, sitting there, okay, an experience of going to the bathroom on the plane. Okay. You know, it's like, thank goodness this is, you know, don't push the button till after you're not going, because I think I would have got stuck on the toilet. No, I don't know these things, like I said, and it's so small, and to have that experience of actually trying to go to the bathroom, and it's like, if there's turbulence, you go up and down. I felt like I was going to pee on myself, but anyway, you know, just the whole experience. Then I get out to California, everything went wonderful. We stop at the airport, I think it's LAX, and I was on the plane for an hour, and I'm like, no, I'm here. And they won't let us out. I'm going, why? Why am I on the plane? We were on the plane for a whole hour when we landed. And I'm like, holy macaroni. So I was staying at the Airtel Hotel, and I got to tell you what they did to me when I got there. And I'm like, I just want to go to Dragon Fest. Maybe I'll just sit by the pool. Like I said, I don't want to go out there on shopping sprees and stuff like that. I just wanted to see things because it's like I'm like a little kid, and I only had a limited amount of time of actually being out there. And so I'll tell them that too, which is really, you know, the best experience. So anyway, I had to take the big, huge bus to get to the little bus. So now, you know, I'm on the East Coast, and, you know, I'm used to, like, living in Boston and, you know, transportation. But I can tell you, I was kind of excited for the bus driver. Oh, my God, talk about heavy foot, what do you call it, put the pedal, metal to the pedal, pedals in the middle, whatever it is. Guy drives fast. I'm going, holy cow, out there in L.A., and it's like, I'm all excited. And you know me, I'm a fast and furious kind of chick. And I'm like, yes, definitely, yes, even faster, let's go faster. This guy was like, I was like, man, this guy's out of his mind driving the bus. I was like, oh, is he going to tip over? And I'm like, I know, crazy saying that got him in. So we're so close to the other cars and stuff like that. It's like really close. And I was like, they don't stay in the lanes. This guy's like in two lanes. I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I've never seen a bus driver like this. So he gets us to the destination. And it's like, you know, waiting for the little bus. So I finally get to the hotel. Did not know. I thought you could check in early. And, you know, I'm like half asleep because, you know, I've been up for like 22 hours straight, not sleeping enough and hyped up on cookies. cookies, that's all I practically ate. You know, those free snacks from Jeff Little. I'm wanting chili nunchucks and sugar. Oh, Lord. So I started to feel like I was going to crash. So the people at the hotel at Airtel, what they had did, and I was just like, holy macaroni. Like I said, this is my first time, you know, being anywhere. And the girl ran my card. Okay, and I had gotten a special deal. There was a certain thing, a reservation I had made. You know, I guess you don't have to pay for it. And then it's like I had through booking.com. So then I had called back the hotel a week and a half ahead of time, you know, and I spoke to the hotel clerk there. And so I had canceled that reservation, and the hotel clerk saved me a couple $100. I was like, oh, thank you. So what the girl did, somehow ran my card and realized there's something that there was not the right, you know, reservations or something. There was still two in there. So she ran it, and like I said, this was the first time I was on the West Coast in California, and the second time she went to run it, even though it declined, it locked my card. Now, this was on a Friday. No, this is Shelly Milchuk. Believe me, this is stuff that just happens to me. It's not like anything bad, but what had happened is it locked my card. So I had no money. I'm in California. It locked my card. The guy that was working there printed out all the stuff, and I'm going, holy moly, you cannot believe this, because it gave that automatic, you know, whatever, temporary hold. And guess what? The bank that I use is closed on the weekends. So there's nothing to fix it to. Monday or something like 48 hours or something. I'm like, holy cow. So I was like, okay, it's still early enough. I sat by the pool. I'm just sitting there, and I didn't realize that there was a jacuzzi thing. So I was just sitting up there, and I fell asleep, and I went up to my room, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. You know, like a tsunami, like a kid in a candy store. I'm out there, big, huge bed, and a big screen TV, and, you know, a nice tub and everything like that. So I had no money. I didn't eat dinner. So I'm like, okay, well, I'll just, like, whatever. I mean, I was able to eat lunch, and I had a small little lunch thing when I did get to the hotel. So when I got there, not expecting anything, I'm a mess. Like, I must smell, like, garlic or something. And I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm sitting there trying to eat. You know, I was trying to be careful with money. Like I said, I wasn't out there to spend tons of money. I just wanted to be there. So I'm like, this is before, you know, checking into the hotel. I actually did eat lunch. So I'm sitting there drooling on myself. I must have had mascara running from all sweat. And I must have smelled like garlic. I must have been rife, you know, going 22 hours, sweating like a pig. Who walks into the hotel? None other than Donna Dragon Wilson's brother, James Wilson. And I'm standing like, hi, James, I was happy, but I was so tired. I'm like, am I drooling on myself in front of a legend's brother who actually trained Donna Dragon Wilson? So I'm like, hi. And I'm like, I'm waving back and forth. I'm like, oh, my God, do I look like I'm drunk? And I'm sitting here, you know, first to stand meeting James Wilson. I thought I was going to fall over on top of James. Now, you know, the hotel has security. Can you just picture that? I'm going, oh, dear God. I'm like, oh, I'm so out of it. I'm trying to talk to him, and I couldn't pay attention. I'm like, so exhausted. So, you know, I did get up to a hotel, and I was telling people, it's like, I don't have any money for food, and you can't even, I don't know where nothing is. I'm on top of it. I asked the hotel clerk, the same girl, I says, you know, is there any stores on that? I had no hairspray, no shampoo, no conditioner. And you know what they give you in the hotel? That little tiny thing. And I'm going, oh, my dear God. So, you know, after sitting out in the pool, I'm in there, and I'm like, you know what? I had enough. I can survive a night without eating dinner. So, you know, I took a shower and stuff, and it's the next one. I'm getting excited. It says, it's Dragon Fest Day. I'm like, woohoo! I'm going to be surrounded by ninjas and dragons. So this is really a dream come true because, you know, I was like, oh, I'm not going to let anything get me down, blah, blah, blah. So God's luck, I can't do, you know, I'm trying to, like, I had a curling iron and a hairdryer. I says, I'll do it the best I can. I've got some clips. He says, you know, my hair's going to be frizzy all over the place. He says, you know what? No matter what, I'm here to be here, and I made it. I'm going to look like Who Did It or Ran, but you know what? I have my tradition shirt, which is actually, it's a white dragon, a red shirt. It was actually from Traditions. It is actually Donna Dragon Wilson's T-shirt. And James was in their company. And I'm like, I'm putting this on. And I'm wearing my priestesses, whatever. I'll do the best I can. And I'm like, oh, please, I'm going to look like Who Did It or Ran. But I was kind of like, you know, I don't care. I'm here. I'm seeing everybody. I feel like I was in the Twilight Zone. Because the thing with what we do today is, like, everything with Facebook, everything's, like, media and stuff like that, it seems like it's more real than actually meeting people in real life. So it's like, is this really real? Like, oh, this is, I'm actually meeting people that, you know, I've talked so much, had, you know, for years on my Facebook and had people as a guest on the show. So I'm like, I'm really going to meet these people. I'm like, holy cow, holy macaroni, Batman. So I'm there. And now no one knows which hotel I'm staying at. So my hotel phone is ringing. And I'm going, why is my phone ringing? So I go to pick it up, and I'm like, hey, Shelly, what room are you up? And I'm like, it's some woman. I'm going, who is this? I'm going, I'm like, the voice sounds familiar. It's Debbie Goodman. And it's like, oh, one of my female redheaded sisters. So it's like, she goes, oh, I want to come up and change into a shirt. I'm like, yeah, come on up. So I'm all excited, and I'm like, you know, Debbie comes up, and I'm like, oh, my God. She goes, I want to interview you. And I'm like, holy macaroni, I look like a mess. Because I wanted to be on. I'm like, okay. So she had it. You know, it was so nice to see her and stuff and finally meet her in person. So it's like, you know, I'm trying to finish getting ready. So I go downstairs. And, you know, I thought, you know, you get in early if you pay ahead of time. So you get like this bracelet. I'm sitting there and it's like the entrance to Dragon Fest. I'm going, I'm here. But before that, you know, another thing with the hotel. So because my card was blocked. You know, it's like, you know how they have, like, free continental breakfast and stuff, and, you know, I should never assume things. So I'm going there before Dragon Fest, and I'm starving. My stomach's growling, and I'm like, I'm kind of embarrassed because I think people can actually hear it. Like I said, I didn't eat dinner or nothing. So I go to the front desk, and I was like, because they said, before you go into the room where all the food is, you have to get a ticket. I'm like, oh, okay. I bet you just walk in there. And I went up to the hotel desk, and they says, well, what's not included? It's not included in your hotel thing. And this other customer, this other older gentleman, he was hearing everything, and I was like, I'm like in tears because I'm so hungry, and I'm like a mess, and it's just my hair's all over the place. This is one of the go. The truth, I'm going, I'm looking at the hotel clerk, and he goes, do you guys know what happened? You guys locked my cart. I have no money. I says, I did not eat dinner. I was like, I'm not looking for upgrades and stuff. Can you guys give me some food coupons? I did not eat. And the guy's looking at me. So the guy, this other guest, was like, you need to give her some coupons. You know, that's something. So, you know, they wrote me out a ticket. How many do you need? So they did give me some, you know, to help me eat for breakfast. And I'm thinking, well, I'll just stuff my face. And what I actually did, too, is I brought a pocketbook down and I emptied everything out. I'm not kidding. I know this sounds so bad, but, you know, I'm sitting there and the older gentleman was telling me that he actually comes to the hotel a lot with his wife. Sweet couple. So he's very, it was very nice that he did speak up on my behalf and you need to give her a ticket with what had happened. So we actually visits the hotel for work and stuff, and they'd be going. It was, like, very nice to meet them. Just, you know, sweet little older couple, very nice. And it's like, thank you for being my hero. So I'm sitting there. Oh, my God. I was just, like, eating it. Like, there's no tomorrow. And it's like, you know how you hear, like, in the media, you see in, like, California, stuff like that. People want to be, like, picture perfect or something like that. And I'm like, oh, no. I'm eating, like, pancakes like there's no tomorrow. I'm like, oh, my God, all this gluten. I don't care. I'm eating all this gluten. So it was, like, the last of the pancakes. I'm not kidding. What I did is I took the pancakes, put it in my napkin, like, at my table and stuffed pancakes in my pocketbook. I said, I don't know if I'm going to eat today. So I'm stuffing jellies, like little packets of jellies and stuff. So I was like, okay, I got some food for lunch. So, you know, not that I mean, you know, it was just like, oh my God. I said, I'm starving. I'm sitting here stuffing my face. Okay, eggs, there's protein. I'm sticking in there. And it's like, oh my God, there's fruit. I don't want any bacon or anything like that. But I was like, okay, potatoes, that'll stuff me. I was like, I'm going to be a big stuffed pig and not worry about me. Like, can only eat till tomorrow. So I'm sitting there, you know, going, oh my dear God, I couldn't move. So, you know, anyway, I was like, you know, there, I was like, okay, all these things happen. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. So there I was getting ready to enter, and I'm going, feeling like Beavis, you know, from Beavis and Butthead, and going, oh, my dear God in heaven. Yeah. I'm going, this is real. I met everybody, and I was like, I'm almost ready to cry because I go, this cannot be real. But it was because, you know, I worked really hard to get myself out there, like really, really hard, you know, to get the tickets and get out there. And I'm going, this, when I says, if you really work for something, it can happen. So take it from me, you know, the girl that came from Boston, I talk as funny as I can be, which I guess people like it. I'm talking out there, and it's like the blessed thing is about the martial arts community. I, you know, like I said, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm traveling. So this was the first experience. And I actually talked to a couple people about the hotel. And they're like, you need to talk to the manager. And I says, I'm not demanding, you know, a whole bunch of things. It's like, I have no food or nothing. So they're like, no, you really need to talk to the manager about what happened. And it's like, it was kind of like, man, I don't know. I don't want to cause a scene. This is Dragon Fest. I'm in front of, you know, the whole martial arts community, the stunt community, all these people in Hollywood. And I'm like, oh, my God, I don't want to make a scene. They said, no, a couple people at Dragon Fest said to actually go talk to the hotel manager, which I actually did afterwards when I got home because I was like, I didn't even want to think about it. And it was like the kindness at this event, it did get a lot of crowd. Everyone was there. And what had happened on top of the hotel, on top of it, what had happened, I brought up my handheld camera and my cell phone. What was happening in the hotel room, the AC leaked all over the rug, and they had maintenance come up. And I'm like, okay, that guy left. So all I did, you know, small handheld camera where the TV was, big screen TV, I plugged my cell phone in, plugged the camcorder in. The lights all went off. Didn't realize this was going to cause such a big inconvenience because I was out there to interview people. So I had to call the maintenance guy up. This was before Dragon Fest. I was like, oh, my God. I said, this is not happening because when I got there to start, you know, my camera and everything, it kept turning off. And I'm going, this is not happening. So I only got to record a little bit. I'm like, no. And I was like, I got to take a lot of the pictures, and I only got to record a little bit. So I'm like, okay, all right, you know what? I was a little upset. I go, there was, you know, before I was just going out there as a fan, but I was actually going out there with purpose because I wanted to record everyone. And this was beyond films, beyond, it was the history because it was the Martial Arts Museum in California. Michael Manazuda, I hope I'm saying his name right, forgive me, you know, the guy that runs it and stuff, everybody that was associated was there, you know, and it's like all the ninjas in Hollywood and everything, like everyone was there, from Donna Dragon Wilson to James Wu, Cynthia Rothrock, Malia Burnell, Stephen Lambert, Douglas Swan, Clark King, you name it, they were there. And I'm going, oh, my dear God. I was like, I'm like almost going to cry in tears. Like, Shelley, do not let all these things that the hotel screwed everything up. You're there. You made it. You're smelly. Your hair is a mess. Just go. And what the thing is, the people out there just going from one person to one. And it's like, you know, you go to comic, if you've ever been to Comic-Con conventions, I'm sorry, I'm a nerd. I'm always going to be a nerd. You know, that it gets wicked crowded, people bump into me, no one says, excuse me. At Dragon Fest, I'm not kidding. I was like, whoa, people bump into you, they're like, excuse me, pardon me. And I'm like, whoa, you know, and it's just sitting there and I'm going, people say, oh, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And I'm like, this is sweet. People bump into you and say, excuse me. So it's like just going up and, you know, down. And it's like, I don't think there was enough time, you know, to just like talk to, I mean, I was trying to, and I was like, you know, you're waiting until someone's done talking with something, but I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to take a picture with so-and-so. And it's just like, yeah, I was so excited. Even when I met like Donna Dragon Wilson, I'm like, he's in front of me. And I'm like, oh my dear God. So it's like, I end up giving Dawn a big hug and I'm like, no, I'm trying to be respectful. I'm like, your hand, Dawn. Oh my Lord and God, heaven. It was such a wonderful, wonderful experience meeting everyone. I'm talking about everyone. This is like all the Hollywood ninjas. It's like my ninja pal, Stephen Lambert, when I finally saw her, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like I didn't really get to talk a lot to Stephen because I was just running all over the place. You know, it's like seeing a Dancing Lion performance. I'm just seeing everything. When they were talking about the cult classic film, Big Trouble in Little China, everybody, to Eric Lee, to Gerald, to Elliot Leon, and it was just like, oh my gosh, that huge film with the fight scene, everybody's in front of me. And I took pictures of it. I'm going, holy cow, holy cow. So the thing is, people were so kind out to me. And I was like, you know, it took me, you know, it's just, you need something to eat. We all sat down and I was like, look at a Clark Tang. And I think, I don't know if it was his girlfriend or not. I don't want to tell him. I think so. Kim, is that right? I'm trying to. I don't remember the name, but she's very sweet. Oh, so adorable. She was just the sweetest girl, and just meeting everyone sitting there. And it's like, you know, living in different parts of like East Coast and stuff, up in Maine and stuff. And I'm used to listening to many different conversations, many different races and stuff. So I'm sitting there and hearing people speaking in Asia, like, you know, Chinese and stuff. And I can't think if it's Mandarin or Cantonese and stuff. I know it's, you know, it's like, oh, this is great. So here I am, like, you know, just talking to everyone, talking about films and all this stuff. And the thing is, Clark Tang, if I'm saying it right, I'm sorry, it's T-A-N-G. I talk kind of funny, the whole Boston accent. Forgive me out there, I'm trying to pronounce names like I always do, and I just seem to butcher them, my Bostonian accent, which everybody's like laughing, and it's like, you know, I don't think about my accent. They're like, people are like, yo, keep talking. So there I am. You know, a clock is actually part of, you know, for those who don't know, it's part of the history of Bruce Lee's teacher, Yip Man. Now, in the movies, Donnie and a couple other actors played him. They call it Yip, but it's actually Y-I-P, Yip Man. And it was passed down, you know, from Yip Man to Bruce Lee. And this is actually the history right there sitting at the table. So I'm sitting there. I don't know if I was drooling on myself or not. And, you know, a clock is talking to me. Everybody's sitting at the table. It's like I'm surrounded by history. Now, this is a blessing, and I know it's a blessing. And even though I worked out there, I'm just sitting there, and it's like, oh, my gosh. And it's like I know I wanted to meet everyone else. It's like I wanted to absorb that. And it's like I wish my camera could – I would have interviewed Clark. And I'm thinking of, you know, going back out there and talking to everyone and doing a documentary, because this is beyond films, beyond Donnie Yen of playing Yip Man. This is just an amazing event, and I'm sitting there going, is this real? And I'm like, keep telling them. I was like, this doesn't mean – like, it's real, but it was. And I'm out there, and I'm going, my heart was just so big. You know, like how you see the Grinch on that cartoon for Christmas time, where it's a little small, and then it really grows because he's so happy. I was growing. I was growing, listening to the history from the people. Now, this is not like some of those dojos out there, like those Mickey D's of dojos that just open up for the sake of money. This is history. This is real. This is passed down from Wing Chun, from that history. And I'm sitting there going, like, look. And the thing is, it's like you get this feel, this presence from a lot of these people, this balance. And I'm going, I've been searching for balance my whole life. And it's just like, it just seems like it's like I'm radiating towards them. And it, like for me, for myself, in my life, when I connect with people, you know, that I know connect, it's like two magnets. You know, I can't explain it. But you know how you put two magnets together and they just click. They just stick together. And that's what I feel with a lot of people that were there. Now, sometimes, you know, you just get this magnet and you put them opposite and they bounce off. Sometimes that does happen. I don't know why. With certain energies and people, it just happens. But everyone at Dragonfest, I felt like the magnets weren't connecting. And I'm just sitting there like a little kid, like a puppy, going, oh, my God. Because I'm doing something really special. And I was trying to take the opportunity to talk with as many people as I could. And even though this was an all-day event, it wasn't enough time. And you know what I'm saying? These are like grand masters and masters. Eric Lee was there. And a whole bunch of us, you know, we all went, well, not a whole bunch, but like 8 or 10 of us. We went to where we all drove to, I call it Universal Walk. So I'm walking around and everything is open late at night. And I'm just like exhausted, like so exhausted. And it's like we're walking around, we went to Hard Rock Cafe. That was there. I'm going, wow, this is really cool seeing all the stores. And once again, you know, everybody's just, the kindness, everybody that showed me, I'm going, oh, my gosh. So, you know, there wasn't a lot of time to really spend with, like, everyone because it was just going from one person to one person. It was like, I forget. Who else did I meet out there? I'll have to have people back on my show and stuff, but it was just amazing. CJ Storm, I took a picture with him and James Lowe. Let's see, who else did I take pictures with? It's all on my Facebook page if you guys want to check me out. Shelly Nunchuck's Facebook happened to put my name down the shelf and again on there. So if you want to look it up and see all the pictures from Dragonfest, feel free to do so. And then the next day, quite a few of us, we went to dim sum and we went to Chinatown. I was like, oh my gosh. History, history, history. And people, you know, it was just a wonderful experience. And walk around Chinatown, I didn't have enough time, but I did find the Bruce Lee statue. And the funny thing is, you know how Bruce Lee could kick butt in like real life? They actually had a fence around the Bruce Lee statue. It's kind of irony that in death and they immortalized Bruce Lee in a statue, and there's got to be a fence around this martial artist. But I was so excited. I'm like, there he is, the Bruce Lee statue. And I'm walking around in Chinatown, and I was like, oh, my God, look at all these stores and stuff. I was like, I want to live in Chinatown. Imagine doing a film there, just the architecture of the buildings. I'm like drooling like a little kid, and I'm going from store to store to store to store. And once again, I wasn't out there necessarily, you know, for a shopping spree, just like looking at everything. And I end up going and seeing weapon stores. There's weapons. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, but you can't take like nunchucks and stuff on the plane. So anyway, I'm walking around, and it was like, there's so much stuff, and I was like, oh, it was like thinking of Bruce Lee. I come across a t-shirt, and yes, I bought a t-shirt. Usually they're over $40 on the internet, a Bruce Lee t-shirt. I found one for $8. I was in my glory. $8 for a Bruce Lee t-shirt. I was like, you know what? Where in the world am I going to get an $8? It's quality t-shirt, too. It's a black one with him on the front. I'm like, oh, my God. I feel, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm, like, excited. So it was just spending the whole day going from – it was just not enough time to see all of Chinatown. I was so exhausted. So, you know, it was nice to see Eric Lee again and meeting new people and Rick and his wife. Rick, I had him on my show. He talked about ginseng and some other people. It was just a whole bunch of us went, and it was just the kindness in the community. You know, all these well-balanced people, and it's like I'm so thankful for Dragon Fest. And if I forgot anybody's name, like, you know, all that I meant, thank you so much. You're just wonderful, wonderful people. It was the best experience of my whole entire life in Dragon Fest. And almost women, they like probably were like, prepare for a wedding. I prepared for Dragon Fest, even though things had happened. And, you know, it's just sitting there going, okay. So, you know, I didn't even realize I had to be up at like 2:30 in the morning. And this was going to be another whole escapade to go home. The funny thing is, I was like, you know, I'm going to wear my Bruce Lee t-shirt on the way home on the plane. So I stuck out like a sore thumb, and I was like, you know, I just do what I want to do. And I'm just walking around, and like people are like smiling at my t-shirt because it's got Bruce Lee on it. It's just like smiles because it's like no one else is wearing this type of shirt. Just walk around, and people like laugh, and then just like, hey, you know. So I'm at there. Now the wonderful thing at the airport, I didn't know this. You can plug your computer in, and I'm sitting there. So I'm watching them, you know, going home. I finally, you know, with the first plane, you know, I didn't get the window seat again, just trying to, you know, go home, like, okay, but had fun, because, like I said, it was just a marathon of you know, of watching stuff, and it was just in my glory, just watching all, you know, marathon and cookies. Like, oh my God, all this gluten. They said, hey, unlimited snacks. I'm like, okay, the big tray come on. So I'm pulling all these cookies out and stuffing my gut with cookies and gluten. But I was like, I can't help it. I like the cookies. I'm just like the cookie monster. I don't know. Maybe I, with JetBlue, maybe I just kind of, I think I ate all the cookies off the JetBlue plane. So there I was going home. And I'm back in JFK, so, you know, I was sitting there, and I'm putting on Donnie Yen and watching martial arts, and these two little boys are, like, you know, sitting around, and they're looking, you can see it on the corner of my eye, they looked at my shirt, and then they're looking at my TV, and I'm watching all these matches, and I'm like, they're trying to, like, not be so obvious, they're trying to, like, look over at my computer with these martial arts films, they're kind of like, ooh, you know, I've got these little kids at the airport, and I was like, okay, if they want to watch it or something like that, you know, I was like, they were having a ball watching my computer with all these martial arts films, and I was putting on, I think, watching YouTube clips of Fist of Legend, I was like, trying to think of it, with Donnie Yen, and he's dressed up in the Kato costume, the vinyl one, so I'm sitting there, going, oh, okay, so, and the thing of going back on the second plane, it was so cold. And I was sitting next to this gentleman. He was like, yeah, it's freezing in there. And it's a small plane because, you know, going back to me. So I was like, just an experience of a lifetime. It was the best experience of my life. I don't think I've ever been so happy just to finally meet everyone. It was just a beautiful, wonderful experience. I was glad I was able to, you know, actually, you know, have this experience. So very, 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 very happy. But that's the experience. And anyway, just, you know, test run of today's show, I will be getting guests. And I want to say thank you so much, you know, for the love and support for the last 3 years. And, you know, I can't wait. The relaunch of Ninja Sunday is back on. And I don't know if I'm going to move to Ninja Monday, but just to let you know, I will be watching Black Salt the film. Yes, Ben Ramsey, you better hear that. Owen Radcliffe and everyone else, and I have my copy of Martial Arts Kid. I will be watching that. I will be taping my reactions, getting back into doing the video stuff, and much, much, much more going on. I have ideas, and I will be talking about stuff, more stuff, about other things that I'll be getting involved with. I just want to make sure it's all set to talk about things. Sometimes things are in the work, and you got to wait and see. So I'll be announcing some announcements on my show, some promotions, probably fundraisers and stuff. And anybody wants to get a hold of me, you know where to find me. If you want to see all the pictures about Dragon Fest, please look me up on Facebook. I started relaunching my Instagram. I have a Twitter account. My Twitter account is private, so you will have to friend me to get into my own little world on Twitter. So anyway, everyone, thank you so much for the love and support. Today was a test show. It seems to have run really smooth. I'll probably be getting back into two-hour shows. I'll be looking for guests. I'll probably be bringing in some guests to get back into the groove of things. It's one guest per hour. It's a two-hour show, two guests per show. I am Eastern Standard Time, so this is great. I feel very blessed to be getting the opportunities that I'm getting, and I will be making announcements on my show to help promote a lot of things that are going on in my life. So everyone, just remember, if you have a dream, you are good as anybody else, and you go for it, because that's what's in your heart and what's your passion. Anyway, everyone, enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday. I'm going to close the show up again with whatever Superman and why. Listen to the words. They're really, really very positive. And everyone have a blessed day out there. Have a good day. Enjoy Ninja Sunday.
I don't want no one, 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 no one why we ain't satisfied, why we gotta have more, why your suicide rates on the rent so high, why I tell you the truth but you say don't lie, why is being a good father at an all-time low, why is it acceptable, yo, why I don't know, why she blame him and he blame her, it's useless, ask yourself this question, why you making excuses, why do parents gotta bury their kids, why we text and drive, not caring how scary it is, why you're so hard to forgive, and leave the past behind, and if you did, then that's divine, why don't you help your brother when you see him fall, why do we act like God don't see it all, why do we call them black, them white, them Asians, and use labels, now that's racism.
I don't wanna win it.
Why?
I don't wanna win it, yo, why? I don't wanna win it.
Why?
I don't wanna win it, yo, why? I don't wanna win it.
Why?
I don't wanna win it, yo, why? I don't wanna win it.
Why?
I don't wanna win it, yo,
why?
Why
is there innocent people locked up for life, while some people can't say nothing nice? Why do we always gotta question what all of them mean? And why won't you follow your dreams? Tell me why. The night when you took my dad, why'd you let me see my grandpa cry? Tell me why, and why do you choose to hide, even though you was born to fly? And tell me why, and why don't we turn from all the hate? And why don't we learn from all the mistakes? Why do I keep on wrecking these fat beats, and teachers don't make more than professional athletes? And why?
I don't wanna win it, yo, what?